brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am roaring to go. Hope you are as well. It is Monday, the 7th day of February, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a surprise guest scheduled in 30 minutes. One of those surprise guests that we don't talk about until they're here on air with us. That's just part of the surprise. Then in the second hour, we're going to have Gordon Prather, who writes for WorldNet Daily and antiwar.com of all places, quite a combination, talking about the war and Iran, and are they going to invade Iran, or is it really on hold? What's really happening? In the meantime, CIA to meet on release of Nazi papers. They've already released some of them under congressional orders. Finally, the Congress growing some backbone. Normally, they're just rubber stamps of the executive and the bureaucracy. And it turns out that we've got Adolf Eichmann and Reinhard Gehlen and all these top Nazis protected in Germany, in the U.S., right through to today. Of course, almost all of them are dead now. But their money was protected, and we know who protected it. The Dulles brothers, the Bush family, and others got large percentages of the diamonds, of the gold, for protecting it and getting it into Houston, Texas, Midland, Texas, Argentine, down there in Guatemala, Latin America. So that's all coming up as well. We'll be going over it. And some good news here. New Hampshire introduces resolution to get U.S. out of U.N. Now, days before 9/11, the state of New Hampshire was about to pull out of the union itself because of, quote, the police state and the New World Order. And I had mayors and members of the state house on the broadcast the week before 9/11 as New Hampshire was about to pull out of the union. This is very serious. We'll be talking about it. Also, Arizona sheriff orders fingerprinting when traffic citations issued. Now, simultaneously, in the last month and a half, I've seen probably 20 different news articles from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Tampa, Florida, Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California. Now, it's out of Phoenix, Arizona, and the usual suspect, Mr. Arpaio, Sheriff Arpaio, who we've interviewed many times. Boy, what a character. Not afraid to come on and defend his sickening ideas. We're going to get him back on. Mr. Arpaio, the guy that makes the inmates basically dress in women's clothes and has video cameras on them in their cells so people can watch him on the Internet and laugh at him, and he charges for it, too. Quite the sicko. Well, I mean, he's joining into this federally funded program of thumb scanners in the cars, and you get pulled over for any reason. And if you're given a parking ticket, whatever, you are thumb scanned, and it goes into the database. We'll tell you why this is so dangerous. Plus, Utah troopers learn to draw blood from suspects on the side of the highway because it says they don't want to take them to the hospital. I mean, that would be too lengthy. We'll just take your blood on the highway. And that meshes nicely with this Bennington Banner news article. Drug-sniffing dog makes a score. The child was ordered to be on Ritalin by the school. And then when he was caught with it in an expired bottle, even though it was a current prescription, he's going on probation. See, not enough to get you into the psychiatric system. Now we'll get you into the criminal justice system. I can't tell you how many times I've seen old ladies, you know, they put their pills in a little case when they go out, are sent to jail for having prescription drugs without the bottle. It's all part of the new freedom. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, we're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour, second segment, ladies and gentlemen. Got a surprise guest coming up in about 25 minutes that, believe me, you do not want to miss. It's concerning the police drawing your blood at roadside checkpoints. Then we have a guest coming on to talk about, are we going into Iran and Syria in the next year or two? Try to decipher the mixed signals from the White House. Also coming up, bulletproof cameras ready to patrol New Orleans. This out of the Associated Press, put in by Homeland Security. And they're going in all over the country. What are they planning for? A war? Some good news, this out of the American Homeowners Resource Association. Taxpayers cannot be compelled by the IRS to turn over personal and private property to the IRS absent a federal court order. Now, this is good news, and I've been talking about this for a long time. How does the IRS take your bank account without ever charging you or taking you to court, without a jury of your peers finding you guilty, much less even a kangaroo federal judge? They don't even have a kangaroo court ruling. They just do it. How do they come and just seize your house and order the local police who, by the way, don't have to follow those orders if the sheriff doesn't let them into town, come to your house and take it without an order. How do they do this? They just do it through color of law. There's been several rulings in the last 2 weeks. Another one said that, well, when you fill out your tax forms, it's violating your Fifth Amendment. Again, how do the police catch somebody with a bloody axe in their hand and, you know, confession letters of how he chopped up women, and this is an actual case, but they can't compel the person to talk because of the Fifth Amendment, which protects us all. You've got to protect the scumbag, the demon, because everybody will lose their rights if you don't. And overall, throughout history, it shows it's better to protect their rights than for all of us to lose our rights. So how are they able to do this? Well, federal courts are ruling that they can't. Now, all the other federal rulings are horrible, that there's no Fourth Amendment against illegal search and seizure, that they can take your property without just compensation, they can secretly arrest you, you know, all of this stuff. But meanwhile, the tax rulings are against the IRS. Well, I'll tell you why. They predicted this a long time ago, and Catherine Albrecht from Harvard talked about this last week with us. What's happening is they're getting ready to scrap the income tax, and before you jump up cheering, you know, it's like getting rid of one cancer and finding out you've got 10 other cancers. It's pretty bad, folks. It's the national ID card, national sales tax, so I'll get into that again a little bit today. And, of course, more of these mixed signals, as I was saying. Got a guest coming up about that. Rumsfeld saying Iran years away from nuclear weapon, but a month ago he said they've already got nuclear weapons. So choose which Rumsfeld you want to believe. Also, IBM, Sony, Toshiba to reveal super brain chip. That's the headline from the Financial Times of London. Announced yesterday that they would announce it later this afternoon from Austin, Texas. So they made an announcement yesterday of the announcement later today from Austin of this super chip that is five times faster than anything else known. And it's amazing, and it's basically going to put a bunch of people out of business is what they're saying. A bunch of different companies are in deep, deep trouble with this consortium led by IBM merging with Sony and Toshiba. So we'll cover that for you as well. Hundreds are protesting alleged voting irregularities in Iraq, and clashes in Iraq have intensified, and more election complaints are now emerging. U.S. redesigning atomic weapons. Interesting, going backwards from hydrogen to atomic, or perhaps this New York Times writer just doesn't know what they're talking about. And plus, critics question NASA on safety of the shuttles before the shuttle is planned to go back into space. And we'll also talk about Bush's $2.5 trillion budget plan cuts many programs. Well, of course, he's got to cut many programs because, well, $2.4 trillion is now missing from the Pentagon. This is out of Haaretz, one of the big papers over in Israel. Documents reveal CIA recruited five of Eichmann's associates. The CIA, despite congressional laws and orders, has been refusing for 4 years, excuse me, since 1999, 4.5 years, to release thousands of pages of documents about Nazis in America. And they're still refusing to release all of them, but they did release some over the weekend to the nonprofit congressional body, the National Security Archive, the same folks that released Operation Northwoods in April of 2001, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11, released before 9/11. Oh, don't believe me? Just type Operation Northwoods into a search engine. The National Security Archives is one of the top links. Actually, my website is, but then under that you'll see the National Security Archive there. Operation Northwoods, official government website. But the latest stuff you can go read is about Adolf Eichmann, a very nice person. Because they say Arnold's nice, who says he admires Hitler and hands out records of Hitler and supposedly walks around see Heiling saying he dreams of being a dictator. So why not give Eichmann an ADL award? I mean, you're giving Arnold awards, who says he doesn't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi, that he, quote, loves him and campaigns for him. So why is Eichmann in trouble? Perhaps the CIA should be given an ADL award. Documents reveal CIA recruited five of Eichmann's associates, five of Adolf Eichmann's Nazi assistants were recruited and employed by the Central Intelligence Agency after World War II, according to recently declassified intelligence documents. The information came to light after a lengthy battle waged by the nonprofit group, the National Security Archive, whose goal is to expose government documents under the framework of the Freedom of Information Act. The newly released documents are based on internal investigations in the CIA's History Department. The agency has steadfastly refused to make the documents public for fear they would cause embarrassment. And here's another one from CNN, CIA to meet on release of Nazi papers, and the CIA officials, again, they haven't released them yet, they released a few pages, will meet today, that's Monday, with a government working group in an attempt to resolve whether more records detailing ties between former Nazis and U.S. intelligence should be made public. Okay, from the 50 guests I've interviewed on this subject, from inside sources, we'd already talked about this years ago, it's been in a bunch of books, about Adolf Eichmann and Reinhard Gehlen and others. It's now in the news. We've talked about this countless times. There's a bunch of books on the subject. We know why they don't want to release this. They don't want people knowing that Dulles and his brother, the head of the CIA, they don't want people knowing that Prescott Bush made money off this. Folks, it wasn't just about protecting the Nazis. They didn't just protect a bunch of the top Nazis to get their dossiers from the Eastern Front with the Ruskies, which was a big part of it. That was the rationale. It was about literal, now understand me, literal train cars of diamonds. Because the Germans raided the storehouses in Paris. The French weren't able to ship out of there to Dunkirk. Literal warehouses full of Leonardo da Vinci's and Rembrandt's and Monet's, you know, just the whole scale of it, of art. Literal salt mines full of just hundreds of statues. We're talking about the equivalent in trillions today. I mean, the Nazis looted Europe. They were amazing. They blackmailed people in the U.S. who had German families in Germany. My grandfather, who was, you know, German-American, lived across the street from a famous inventor who my grandfather even collaborated with and made an invention for the Pentagon. And my grandfather told the story of watching this guy who was worth millions literally pay out almost everything he had quietly back to Germany because family he had over there would have been killed if he didn't. This is the type of stuff the Nazis did. And it's just amazing, absolutely amazing to watch this. So you wonder why the Bushes are so powerful. You wonder how they just came from nowhere after World War II. Well, they were one of the chief families for Fritz Thyssen and Flick and others. And it's admitted. The documents are at the Library of Congress. This has been made public. London Guardian now, you know, not just the stuff like the New Hampshire Gazette. UPI, you name it. Billions and billions and billions in Nazi gold, diamonds, you name it. Artwork coming into Texas, coming into Latin America. And certain families got large cuts of the booty, of the goodies. And the Bushes are being sued in Germany over their Auschwitz profits, being on the board of directors of Brown Brother Harriman and a couple other companies. So you wonder why at Skull and Bones they're into Nazi death cult stuff. You wonder why they love Arnold. You wonder what's going on here. It's now come out that Karl Rove's grandfather was a Gauleiter over an entire state in Germany and a propaganda chief directly under Goebbels. I mean, if you wrote a Philip K. Dick science fiction book like this, he did write one like this when the Nazis take over later, called The Man in the High Tower. I mean, it wouldn't be this bizarre. So you wonder where trillions in today's money, billion in 1945 money. You wonder where it all went? Well, it went into what you're now seeing. We'll be right back, folks. Please stay with us, InfoWars.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Again, it's admitted that these billions and billions and billions and billions and trillions in today's numbers, the Nazi war chest, the Nazi nest eggs, were brought into this country, and then that the CIA allowed top Nazis to buy passage, basically, into this nation. And now, in multiple Latin American countries, the top families, even leaders of those nations, people who become president, have been German, and they're openly, you know, the sons and daughters of Nazis. But much of that money went into the CIA's black budget in this country. The CIA was founded in 1947, you know it as the OSS before that, and into private families' coffers. And so, of course, the CIA doesn't want you to have these documents. Now, hundreds of thousands of pages have been declassified, over a million pages of documents have been declassified about the Nazis and the rat line and the different projects coming into this country. It'd make for a great movie, wouldn't it? Somebody ought to make that movie, but don't look for Hollywood to do that. But there are tens of thousands of other pages, and believe me, they're in there shredding these things in overdrive right now because this will embarrass many of the most wealthy families in this country, including some Jewish families that made some money off of this. It's despicable. But you see the Nazification of America, the police state mirroring of the whole Homeland Security, the black uniform, the Patriot Acts. Many constitutional scholars have looked at these laws and said that they're mirrors of Nazi laws, Nazi police state measures, and that is the devices they're using, the mechanisms of political control they're using. The newly revealed documents are based on internal investigations in the CIA's History Department. The agency has steadfastly refused to make the documents public for fear they would cause embarrassment. The revelations cast a negative light not only on American intelligence activity, also, but the U.S. Army's conduct in Germany at the conclusion of the war. The military made efforts to recruit members of the SS and the Gestapo into its ranks. Yeah, they helped set up the modern CIA, despite simultaneously waging a campaign of denazification over vanquished Germany, a process which included arresting and trying Nazi war criminals. Well, it's like Iraq. Our government puts Saddam in, tells him to invade Kuwait, tells him, you know, before that to go into Iran, funds him to do it, then goes in, takes him out, and they've reported 98% of the Ba'athists, Saddam's people, have been put back into control. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. Same thing with the Nazis. It says the documents reveal in great detail CIA efforts to recruit Reinhard Gehlen, who was the Army chief officer for the Eastern Front during the war. The recruitment involved and evolved into a new intelligence suborganization known as Gehlen's Organization, which served as the basis for what would later become West Germany's Foreign Intelligence Service, or the BND. According to the new findings, Gehlen's organization employed a number of Gestapo and SS officials. Gehlen and his senior associates secretly operated out of the building with the knowledge of the American occupation forces. And again, helped set up what is the modern, what was the modern West German government. And it goes on and on. If you want to go read these articles or just type in new Nazi documents into a search engine, you'll get scores of articles about it. And that's just what they've released a few pages, and they're talking about releasing more today, and we'll follow this as it develops. But they're not going to release the bulk of them. You watch, because we know what's in them. We've already gotten it from other documents that the Library of Congress inadvertently declassified. Because the problems are they have just hundreds of millions of pages of this stuff. And they're supposed to have people that go and certify it for whether it's, you know, good for release or not. And a lot of times you'll see an Operation Northwoods or something, some really evil document, and it'll have stamped every few years, you know, reviewed for declassification, don't release. You'll see the stamps on it, all the stamps all over it. Sometimes it's illegible, the front page, the cover page, because there's so many stamps on it. But a lot of this stuff does get declassified. That's why one of Bush's first moves when he got into office was to say stuff even 80 years old, and in some cases even back to 1898, William McKinley, in some cases over 106 years old, none of this is going to be released. It's all reclassified. And all presidential papers in perpetuity are classified because they just can't let this stuff leak anymore. It's becoming too damaging for them, as you can imagine. All right, so we've got a surprise guest scheduled. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, 33 minutes, 15 seconds into this hour. Thank you for joining us. Arizona sheriff orders fingerprinting when traffic citations issued. And we've seen this again out of Texas, out of Wisconsin, out of California. And we've had Sheriff Arpaio on before, and when they pull you over, they just go ahead and thumbprint you. And then I've now seen articles, first about 2 years ago, there was they put ads in the newspaper in Arizona saying, our officers are going to be there taking blood samples at checkpoints and doing these blotter tests to see if you're on drugs. And I've seen other departments where they're not doing that, they're just taking you into the police station, into the jail, and doing the blood test. So now it's not just driving under the influence of alcohol, it's drugs. And then I have another report here, two today. One where a little old lady, you know, she didn't put her pills in the prescription container, so she got arrested. Another where a student ordered to be put on Ritalin, had the Ritalin, but not in the right bottle, so he went to jail. So we're just kind of talking about just a whole wide spectrum of this stuff. It's very interesting. We're honored to be joined during this busy schedule by Sergeant Steve Winward. He's a state police officer for the great state of Utah, and he's based up in Salt Lake City. And we're about to go to him here in just one moment. Let me just read a few paragraphs of this KUTV TV station text report. Utah troopers wanted to draw blood from suspects. Some Utah Highway Patrol troopers are becoming medically certified to draw blood from motorists they suspect of driving while intoxicated. Blood tests are necessary because portable breath tests only detect alcohol, not drugs or other possible intoxicants, said Sergeant Lee Perry with Weber County Office of the Highway Patrol. Without the medical certification, troopers now must either take a suspect to a hospital or call in a certified technician to stick a needle in the suspect's arm and take a small sample. Every time a trooper does that, it costs the Highway Patrol $50 to $60. Perry said that cost about $25,000 per year. Boy, that's a lot of blood testing. Eventually, about 65 troopers will be trained throughout the state in the normal medical procedures needed to take blood. A Federal Highway Safety Administration grant provided the funds to hire the Utah School of Phlebotomy, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, to teach troopers how to do it. And we talked to Beth Anderson, nice lady this morning, and she was kind enough to give us Sergeant Steve Winward. Sergeant, good to have you on with us.
Thanks.
Federal grant. Tell us about this program and why you're doing this.
Well, what this program is we're just training some officers here in the state of Utah, about 65 of them, that they'll be going through some training to learn to draw blood. And once they get the training, then they'll be certified through our state toxicology lab to actually draw blood on people that are impaired on drugs other than alcohol. And the reason why we're doing that is it's kind of a cost-saving feature. Like the article said, we're being charged anywhere from $50 to $60 for a technician to come and take the blood anyway. So what we're doing is just training our troopers to do it, that they can do it in a controlled environment. When they'll arrest someone for a DUI, and if the alcohol doesn't affect the impairment, then they'll just take a blood test on the people.
You mean if the alcohol doesn't affect the impairment? You mean if they're driving erratically, but the alcohol level isn't high?
Yeah, if the alcohol doesn't match, the alcohol impairment doesn't match, then, like, if they're impaired, and it's obvious that they're impaired, but when we have an intoxicized result showing that they're a .00, then we know that there's other substances on board.
So if they're stumbling around, and then you do a blood alcohol, and it's a .08, you're going to do a drug test?
If it's .08, more than likely we'll just go with the blood test.
Yeah, .08. Yeah, they'd be dead if it was .08.
Yeah, if it was .08, they'd be dead. Yeah. Yeah. .08 is our legal limit here in Utah.
That's what I figured.
So if it's .08 or greater, we'd probably just stick with the alcohol. If it's greater than that, or if it's less than that, and it's obvious that there's other impairment that'll be causing other impairment that's not, that doesn't match the alcohol results, then we'll have the subject submit to an additional chemical test of a urine or a blood test.
I also heard of some departments getting a piece of hair. Why not do hair? That's less intrusive. But I guess that doesn't show time of use. It would just show a 7-year history.
Yeah, the hair is just a history of use. It doesn't show the use that it's actually at right now. It doesn't show what they're impaired on at the moment, but it'll show, they may have had some drugs in their system a week or two ago, depending on where they cut the hair at. So,
Let me just say this to you, Sergeant Steve Winward of the Utah State Police. You sound like a nice fellow. You came on the show, but let me be devil's advocate here, or kind of founding father advocate. Look. Number one, you know this well. If you catch an axe murderer or a killer or somebody who thinks a killer, you can't compel them to incriminate themselves. I mean, that's what the Fifth Amendment says. But now, it's spread out to now we want to take your blood. And you could, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You can say, this causes thousands of deaths a year, tens of thousands. We got to do it. It's a major problem. But then you get into the feds have said it's in Patriot Act 2. They want a national DNA database for anybody arrested, even for traffic citations. They're already taking thumbprints now, even when you're just given a ticket in many states and many cities. And, I mean, I see this going and turning into a database. What do you say to that?
That'd be incorrect, because we're not taking blood on everybody that we stop. We're just taking blood on those that are arrested for DUI. And in Utah, we have what's called an implied consent law, which basically says that a person that's operating a vehicle anybody that's operating a vehicle in the state of Utah has given their consent to take anything as long as they're arrested for DUI.
Yeah, you're saying it's a privilege to to drive, and so now that you're on the King's Highway, that we can do this to you.
Well, the aspect here is that they need to be arrested for a DUI prior. We can't just stop somebody and have a fishing expedition where we're just...
The Supreme Court said 2 Mondays ago that you can randomly set up checkpoints randomly with drug dogs.
As far as I know, with I haven't read that Supreme Court hearing, so I can't really say anything to that.
Well, there's 10 other rulings saying you can't. So that's another question. How do you guys handle that? Because these are case by case, and then most of the rulings say you can't do that, but the new ruling says you can. How do the state police decide?
Here in Utah, well, we have a policy and procedures in place where if we're going to set up a roadblock, we have to go through all the you know, chain of command and have it approved by a magistrate and everything prior to doing a checkpoint or anything like that.
I asked you during the break, officer, about Arizona and Nevada. Now, again, I have the news articles where they take the blood and do a swab test there on the spot. You said you weren't aware of that.
Yeah, I know that Arizona's been doing a blood draw program like we're implementing here, but I was not aware of a program where they just take where they're just taking blood on the side of the road. I wasn't aware of a program like that. And we're not. That's not what we're going to be doing here in Utah.
Well, let me bring something else up to you. Okay, I don't think you're bad, okay? But I'm sure you heard about the Houston Crime Lab where they headlined, the police chief admitted, thousands were framed. I mean, no one who went through it was found not guilty. It was just basically they just certified everybody as guilty. I'm sure you heard about the Houston Crime Lab, but also the Dallas Crime Lab where they'd throw the bag of chalk in the back of the car and then it would be certified as cocaine. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that.
Did you hear about the FBI crime lab back in 97, where the head of it, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, went public? I've interviewed him and said that they're basically in industrialized frame-ups. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that one either.
They had a CNN special about a month ago about these all these systems. I'm sure you know that prints can be faked, too. With these digital prints that are being taken, it's quite easy to fake prints. Were you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that either.
Really?
No.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with all of this. I bet you know that, I mean, just from when they test a lot of pregnant women's blood to see if they're on drugs, that in some of these tests, upwards of 30% of the time, say for a cocaine test, they get false positives?
Yeah, those are probably, I don't know what kind of tests they're using on those. We'll be sending ours to the state toxicology lab where they have the gas chromatograph testing facility, and that's how they'll be tested there. And it'll be all, it's all going to be...
But you don't know the numbers of failure on those?
That's something that would have to be discussed to the lab. I'm not aware of any of those. I don't...
How do people challenge? Do you ever have folks challenge the toxicology results?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Especially with breath alcohol, yes.
Well, what do their lawyers recommend? That they run out as soon as they're out of jail and get their blood taken by a separate lab?
The lawyers haven't... I don't know what the lawyers are telling their clients to do as far as that, but we do give them the opportunity that if they wish to get another test, they're more than welcome to.
How does that hold up in court, these drug tests? I mean, I'm sure you go to court a lot. Ballpark conviction rate?
I'm not exactly sure on the conviction rate. Are you just talking blood alcohol or are you talking breath
drugs.
Alcohol?
Drugs. Yeah, illegal drugs.
On illegal drugs, they're usually held at they're fairly well convicted in Utah. I don't know the percentage, but it's fairly high.
What do you do, let's say, if you find codeine, or do you test for prescription drugs?
The lab does have a list of prescription drugs that they do test for, and just depending on which drug it is. There are a lot of drugs that they can't detect, but there are quite a few that they can.
Well, what do you do if they prove that they had a prescription?
Well, what we'd have to do on that is the person would have to get their physician to come in and make sure that the amounts that they're taking are within their therapeutic dosage that they should be taking.
And the insert says don't operate machinery, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff like that, where they've been advised not to, don't be mixing alcohol and these type of drugs, or don't be mixing these two different type of drugs. And that sometimes is what the problem is. They're either taking too much of a certain dose or they're mixing doses that they shouldn't be mixing.
What is this federal program? I mean, it says this is federally paid for. What's the federal program?
It's actually our Highway Safety Department, Utah Highway Safety Department, that's actually giving us the money to do the training, and they get their money from the federal government.
Yeah, that's the 1998 National Seatbelt and Safety initiative.
Yeah, and then they also have some money as far as the DUI and alcohol enforcement. I believe it's called the 410 money as well. I don't know exactly which grant this is coming from.
Well, I know the big one, the $2.4 billion a year, is the Bill Clinton funded. It says Seatbelt Safety Initiative. It doesn't have much to do with seatbelts. What are you planning to do with the thumb scanners in the car? I know a lot of state police are putting those in or federal grants. Have you heard anything about that, Sergeant?
Yeah, we don't have thumb scanners in our cars.
Are you getting those?
No, I don't know if any program where we're going to be having those in our car anytime soon.
What do you think of that program?
I really can't comment on it since I really don't know anything about it.
Well, Mike, and if you need to get that radio, you can, of course. But, Sergeant, I mean, think about America. I mean, picture America. What America's always supposed to be, you know, be. And what America's been. I mean, the image of police and now taking you to jail and needles and then thumb scanners. And I read these articles about old ladies. I mean, I remember watching my grandmother who's passed now. You know, when she'd get ready to go on a trip, she'd get all her pills out. She probably took 10 different medications. You know, they sell them at the grocery store, a little box with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'd put all her pills in there. And I have articles today of people being arrested for having their prescription pills out of the box. Do you guys arrest folks for that?
If they're starting to mix, they do have some codes in our code book that they're not supposed to take medication, that they're supposed to have their prescription available so they know at least what they're getting prescribed.
So I mean, you guys, if you pull over somebody and they got their prescriptions, but they're not in the bottle, they go to jail?
No, not necessarily. It just depends on, you usually search for impairment first.
Officer discretion? Okay.
The officer is going to decide if a person's impaired prior to them arresting, just because, you know, there may be a, you don't know what.
But I don't mean just impaired. I mean, I've got articles literally every week where people get arrested just for not having their pills in their bottle, in the prescription bottle.
And that may happen. Like I said, here in Utah, I don't know of many cases like that happening. I can't speak for other states.
Well, I understand. It's just, I mean, you know, the state police are pretty similar across the country, go off some of the same guidelines. So I'm just, it seems like everything's being criminalized. Do you know how much our prison population's expanded, officer?
I'm sure there's quite a few in there.
Well, it's gone from 1.3 million to 7 million in the system in 10 years. And the bigger the police state gets, you know there's more drugs now than there were 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So how is it we have more people in prison, more enforcement, but more drugs?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that one.
So I read a Wall Street Journal article out of Arizona where somebody refused to let him take blood, and he resisted, and then he died in the struggle. Were you aware of those cases?
No, I was not.
What do you guys do if somebody refuses to give blood at the police station or at the jail?
Right now, if they refuse, we'll ask them to submit. Right now, we're getting a policy. We have a policy in place as far as refusal goes that we can get a telephonic search warrant to take the blood. But if they're being resistant and fighting, chances are we're not going to take the blood if it jeopardizes the safety of our officers or the safety of the person that we're taking the blood from. And it depending on the crime, I mean, if there's a person that was involved in an accident where, you know, killed somebody, the chances of us getting blood out of them is going to be, we're going to try to get more, you know, the evidence out of them more than if we just stop someone for DUI and they're fighting, you know, we'll probably just leave that one alone.
Well, see, if it was codified in law where if it was a serious injury or fatality they took blood, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but we're talking about, It says $50 per blood extraction, upwards of $25,000 a year. I mean, 50 into 25,000. How many blood tests is that?
That's about 500 here in Utah. And that's just for drugs. We also have alcohol testing. And, you know, like I said before, if we do that test, it's usually an alcohol test. And if the alcohol's impairments, what we're looking for, then that's all we do. We don't need to take blood.
Well, I would imagine that this is going to, you guys will be taking more blood now once you get 60 officers, then I guess they'll be authorized to train others. 60 officers trained on top of it, I bet you guys are going to boost it.
Well, it just depends on the situation. We're still going to stick with our protocol that if the impairment doesn't match the alcohol results, then we'll take the blood, if they're impaired on drugs. I don't see that number growing astronomically. It may increase a little bit, but because there are some areas where we don't have the ability, we don't have technicians in place to take the blood. You know, Utah does have some rural areas where it's kind of hard to get someone to draw blood out there. So it's kind of convenient for some of the officers to get trained in those areas, then they'll have someone that's available. They can draw the blood.
Well, officer, I'll just say this. I know you got a tough job, and I'm glad it's not my job, but I really think you need to do some research and just look at how the more we do this, actually the less safe things get, the more people in prison, the more drugs. The drug war is a complete and total failure, and I think the answer is simply education on these subjects. But I do appreciate you coming on the broadcast, and I hope nobody ever tries to take my blood, and I appreciate you coming on, Sergeant.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Have a great week. We'll come back, cover more news, take your calls. Just hope you don't go to Arizona where they suck your blood on the street corner.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This scam works. The state police, the local cops, they can all be good guys, good women, good men and women. But it's these crime labs. Just type in your state's name, say Texas crime lab fraud, or crime lab in trouble, or type in Florida or New York or Massachusetts or California. Just type it in and prepare yourselves for all these mainstream news articles that never made the national news. And all you got to have is crooks in control of the crime labs, and it's all over. And it is widespread fraud. And in a lot of cases, it's just laziness. They just certify, oh yeah, he had it in his blood. It's just flat laziness in some cases, like the Houston crime lab. I mean, thousands of innocent people given positives. And we're talking about not just in drunk driving or driving under the influence of drugs. We're talking about murder cases, stuff like that. And that's because private industry now basically is taking control of law enforcement, is taking control of the prisons, and it's a money-making operation. The biggest industry in America isn't microchips, isn't semiconductors, it isn't energy, it isn't manufacturing, it's prisons and security and law enforcement. Biggest industry in America. And the pendulum's even going more in that direction. It's even getting worse. Then I have articles like this one. You know, I've got one where an elderly lady was pulled over, taken to jail. But here's another one. Arizona sheriff orders fingerprinting when traffic citations issued. Mentioned that earlier. And then I have another report here about a child ordered to go on Ritalin, took his Ritalin to school, had it in the old pill bottle that had been a few days expired. And so they went ahead and arrested him and charged him with a bunch of stuff. What was the school that ordered him on the drugs to begin with? They go, well, zero tolerance. And I have another article here, a 73-year-old woman put in jail for feeding pigeons in her backyard. It's all about arresting the citizenry for the most petty of reasons. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about the war with Iran and Syria. It's already going on. They've already got forces inside the country trying to destabilize them. There's already military sorties into Syria going on for the last year and a half, or a little over a year. And we're going to talk about which Rumsfeld do we believe, which Bush do we believe, the one that says we're going to invade, the one that says we're not. So we'll be talking to a guest who's an expert on this coming up in the next hour, and we'll open the phones up for you to call in. Before I end this hour, I just briefly want to encourage all of you to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to order some of the videos or books or other films and materials I carry, the films I've made, the other videos and books I carry. You can go to the secure, safe shopping cart, read about all the titles, watch free clips of the films, or read free copies of certain chapters of the books. It's all right there at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and you can read the books and watch the films online for 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv, it's so easy. Or as I said, go to InfoWars.com and order a hard copy via the safe, secure online shopping cart. My 9/11 films, they're excellent. My Police State videos are excellent. My Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove is a must-see. Toll-free number to order the films. They can answer your questions when you call. 1-888-253-3139. You also support this broadcast with your purchase, so give them a call. 1-888-253-3139 to call and order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, please take action and wake folks up. The videos are having a big effect. Second hour coming up. Please stay with us.